KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have cloudy skies and it's 25 degrees. Winter weather advisory continues forecast in most of our area counties until 4 p.m. today or unless canceled, and for the far west and southwest counties until 1 o'clock for mixed precipitation is what the problem is for the in the weather advisory picture. And the radar does show a mixed line of freezing rain and a sleet that is stretching basically from just south of Fort Dodge through Jefferson, between Atlantic and Greenfield, east of Red Oak, and between there and Creston, also down to the southwest corner of the state and into northwest Missouri. That line is spreading to the northeast this morning. And we picked up, so far, a tenth of an inch of sleet since 7 a.m. Prior to that, we had 12 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation in our rain gauge. That included rain, freezing rain, and sleet. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, one firefighter was injured and apartment residents were forced from their homes by a fire that heavily damaged one building and damaged an adjacent structure in downtown Fort Dodge. The fire at the two-story brick building was reported just before 10 a.m. Thursday. Fire crews soon determined that the flames from that building were entering windows in an adjacent three-story structure with apartments, so they took hoses to both. The smaller building eventually was declared a total loss. The adjacent building was damaged but saved. The injured firefighter was treated at a hospital and released. A horse auction was held Thursday in Wayne County with a large group of buyers from the Amish community gathering in person for the sale. The Corridan Times Republican newspaper reports Wayne County public health officials strongly opposed the gathering. KCCI-TV reported those who entered the auction site passed through a checkpoint for a health screening. Governor Kim Reynolds says livestock auctions are part of the food production supply chain and may continue.
They need to practice social distancing. They need to, you know, adhere to the guidelines that have been in place by the Department of Agriculture as well as the Department of Public Health.
The Midwest Trotting Horse Sale was held near Seymour on the property of Ira Gingrich after having first been postponed earlier in the month. The Wayne County Health Department officials say that at least one carload of people was turned away after being questioned as part of the health screening process. The department said it counted nearly 500 people attending that auction. The Iowa Department of Agriculture's website has a list of 36 permanent livestock auction businesses. Thursday's auction in Seymour was not among them. Governor Reynolds says there are a number of virtual livestock sales happening online. Cass County Public Health is busy planning and preparing for any potential outbreak of COVID-19 in the Cass County area. Beth Olson, Cass County Public Health Director, said while there are no known cases of COVID-19 in Cass County at this time, they are preparing for the likely event of some COVID cases appearing in the next few weeks. She explained that while public health does not do any testing of patients, they are responsible for disease investigation should a resident test positive. As of the last report, which was Thursday, CCHS had tested 43 people for COVID-19, with 38 of those tests coming back negative and 5 still pending results. Those numbers only reflect people who sought care and testing at CCHS and not those who may have been tested in other medical facilities. Regardless of where they are tested, if a Cass County resident tests positive for COVID-19, then public health will be notified by the Iowa Department of Public Health. If a resident tests positive, public health staff will follow the same process as any community infectious disease exposure. The Cass County Board of Health contracts with the Cass County Health System to manage public health services for the county, and this arrangement makes it very difficult for Olson to coordinate with both the County Emergency Management Services and CCHS, but she says we're fortunate to be in a situation where our County Emergency Management Team and the health system work very closely together every day, and that makes us well prepared to work together effectively and efficiently in a time of crisis. Officials at the Atlantic Police Department said Thursday that they'd canceled their summer activities. Among them was the zoo trip, camp out, golf tournament, and family night out. In one way or another, officials said the backbone of those programs is donations and sponsorships from many great local businesses. But with businesses doing whatever they can just to stay afloat and the uncertainty of when this pandemic will be over, the unfortunate decision was made, they said, to put those programs on hold for this summer. Due to the extension of state and federal mandates of social distancing, the Atlantic Rising Group has decided to cancel their 7th annual awards luncheon and gala dinner scheduled for April 24th. Stay up to date with Atlantic Rising on their Facebook page for future Ming and Mendel's events and volunteer opportunities. And Atlantic Rising is sponsored by Cass County Health System. Well, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Bryant Rasmussen reports that Sunnyside Park has been egged. On April 11th, he said the Parks and Rec Department will hold an egg display and egg find from 9 a.m. until noon on that date. You stay in your vehicle and travel through the roads in Sunnyside Park to look for large decorated eggs along the road. The route begins on the 14th Street entrance to the park. Along the way, take note of your favorite egg, which will be voted on. Also, there are smaller eggs hidden along the route. If you find the golden eggs, remember what is on it and or them, because there could be something special for you at the end. Rasmussen of the Parks Department hopes you'll come out on April the 11th, again from 9 a.m. to noon, and see all the beautiful eggs. But remember to follow the CDC rules with regard to social distancing and respecting everyone else by staying in your vehicle during the entire trip through the park. Police in Council Bluffs Wednesday arrested 69-year-old Herschel James Jim Ratliff of Council Bluffs on numerous sex offense charges. Ratliff was taken into custody on 4 counts of sexual abuse of the third degree, 1 count each of lascivious acts with a minor, social, commercial, sexual activity, and indecent exposure. The charges stem from an investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department that began in August of 2019. Authorities say a juvenile female had provided detectives with information on Ratliff's involvement in criminal sexual activity. In January of this year, a second female came forward and provided additional similar information on Ratliff's criminal activity. With all that information, detectives were able to request warrants for the offenses mentioned, and they say that the investigation is still ongoing, and anyone with additional information is encouraged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4728. And finally, in area news, on March the 20th, Governor Reynolds announced the temporary suspension of penalties and interest for delayed property tax payments until April 16th. Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall said taxes will still be marked delinquent if they were not paid by March 31st, but the late interest and penalty on the property tax payments will not apply until April 17th. Marshall said also you may renew your vehicle license tags online at this time, and they'll send you the registration and validation sticker. There's also a drop box out in front of the courthouse for your paperwork. You can call the office for other assistance at 712-243-2975. That's Check the News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.